Blue Sargent has lived her entire life with a deadly prophecy hanging over her head. If she kisses her true love, he will die. Growing up in a house full of psychics at 300 Fox Way, Blue possesses no supernatural abilities herself, but serves as an amplifier for others' powers. When her aunt Neve visits Henrietta and declares, "This is the year you'll fall in love," Blue's carefully constructed defenses begin to crumble. On St. Mark's Eve, while recording the names of those destined to die in the coming year, Blue sees her first spirit, a boy in a raven-emblazoned Aglion Bee Academy sweater who identifies himself as Gansey. Neve's explanation chills her. Blue can see him because either she's his true love or she killed him, possibly both. Meanwhile, Richard Campbell Gansey III appears to have everything, wealth, charm, and a vintage Camaro. Yet he's consumed by an obsession with finding the tomb of Glendower, a Welsh king said to grant a favor to whoever awakens him. This isn't mere academic curiosity. 7 years ago, Gansey survived a near-fatal hornet attack when a mysterious voice told him, "You will live because of Glendower. Someone else on the ley line is dying when they should not, and so you will live when you should not." This experience set him on a path that would eventually intersect with Blue's in ways neither could imagine. What would you do if you knew meeting someone would lead to their death? Would you run away or face destiny head on? Gansey's quest has drawn three broken friends into his orbit. Adam Parrish, a scholarship student working multiple jobs, hides his abusive home life while refusing Gansey's financial help, his pride creating tension with Gansey's privilege. Ronan Lynch, volatile since his father's murder, harbors dark secrets that fuel his self-destruction. Noah Cherney, quiet and oddly faded, remains a steadfast, if ghost-like, presence. Their search centers on ley lines, supernatural energy paths where Gansey believes Glendower was transported from Wales to Virginia. This quest binds these unlikely friends. Adam seeks escape from poverty through the king's favor, Ronan finds purpose in grief, Noah gains connection, and Gansey pursues meaning beyond his privileged but empty life. Their brotherhood, transcending their differences, maintains a delicate balance that Blue's arrival will soon test. Blue meets Gansey during a psychic reading at 300 Fox Way, despite her mother's warnings about Aglion Bee boys. The session ends abruptly when Ronan storms out after Calla reveals something about his father's death, and Gansey draws the death card. When Gansey asks about local ley lines, Blue's mother feigns ignorance about the corpse road. At Adam's invitation, Blue joins their expedition, eager to experience magic as her family's only non-psychic. During their helicopter survey, she and Adam share a moment about their mutual discomfort with flying, while Gansey's reaction hints at underlying tensions. Blue's presence transforms the group, her energy-amplifying abilities enhance their search, and her pragmatism grounds their theories. As relationships deepen, a triangle forms between Blue, Adam, and Gansey. Though aware she's destined to kill her true love with a kiss and has seen Gansey's spirit, Blue finds herself drawn to both boys. The group discovers a massive raven pattern in oyster shells, visible only from above. Beyond it lies an ancient forest where time distorts. Watches fail and hours inside translate to minutes outside. The forest cycles through all seasons as they venture deeper. In this mystical place they name Cabezwater, they find Latin writing in Ronan's hand, though he claims no prior visits. When Ronan speaks Latin to the trees, they whisper back to Gansey and Noah. The trees identify Blue as the psychic's daughter and cryptically call Ronan the Grey Warren. Cabezwater responds to visitors' thoughts and desires. When Adam enters alone, the forest shifts from night to day at his wish. Inside, each character confronts personal visions. Blue sees herself with Gansey despite her lethal kiss, while Adam witnesses something unspeakable about Gansey that he swears he'd never do. The group finds an abandoned Aglian Bay marked Mustang in Cabswater as Noah begins acting strangely, appearing and vanishing at random, and retching in the woods. Following electromagnetic readings to a ruined church on the ley line, Blue and Gansey discover human remains wearing an Aglian Bay sweater. The wallet reveals a shocking truth. The skeleton belongs to Noah Cherney, dead for 7 years. Noah confirms he's been a ghost, killed as a sacrifice in a failed ritual to wake the ley line. "I was more when I was alive," he confesses, reluctantly revealing his murderer was a friend, drawing parallels to the boy's friendship with Gansey. His ghostly nature explains his cold touch and mysterious disappearances. The timing of his death, the same year Gansey survived the hornet stings, creates an eerie connection. Noah died when he shouldn't have, allowing Gansey to live when he shouldn't have. Noah exists through the ley line's energy, his presence strengthened by Blue's amplifying abilities, which give him more physical substance. As Aglian Bay students 7 years ago, Latin teacher Barrington Welk and Noah searched for the ley line together. After his family's financial collapse, Welk sacrificed Noah in a failed ritual meant to wake the ley line and grant him power. Now teaching at Aglian Bay, Welk sees Gansey's research as another chance. He confronts Gansey at gunpoint for his journal, but Gansey escapes while Welk steals the research. Adam works 3 jobs for tuition while enduring his father's abuse. When violence leaves him permanently deaf in one ear, Adam presses charges, gaining freedom but losing his home. As Welk's threat grows, Adam becomes desperate to wake the ley line first. While Gansey wants to find Glendower without disturbing it, Adam sees no choice. He takes Gansey's car to perform the ritual himself, thinking, "When I come back, we'll be equals." As the novel concludes, storylines converge through death and renewal. After Welk's death by Capeswater's trees, the group attends Noah's funeral, where Blue delivers his message about birthday schnapps to Mrs. Cherney. This impossible knowledge finally allows her to grieve. They rebury Noah's bones at the ruined church on the ley line. Noah appears more solid, strengthened by the awakened line. Blue learns her father may be trapped in Capeswater, and Ronan reveals his dream manifestation ability through Chainsaw. The Raven Boys shows how friendship reshapes destinies. Each character begins alone, Blue constrained by prophecy, Gansey by wealth and obsession, Adam by pride and poverty, Ronan by grief, and Noah by death itself. Together, they create something greater. We all seek our own Capeswater, where the impossible becomes possible and our true selves emerge. The real magic lies not in ley lines or sleeping kings, but in connections with those who see us completely and walk beside us into darkness.